international culture gets diluted no matter what border it crosses. And it has inaccuracies to what it's actually trying to be, or maybe it's even logistics as far as acquiring the right ingredients, right? Like, you go to Japan or almost any Asian country, and you order a clam pasta dish, you're not going to get little necks. You're going to get Manila clams because that's the locally sourced clam.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not as briny, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then even in Mexico City, I had some great tacos in Mexico City, but I hit up a bunch of highly recommended places, and I've had better tacos here in Austin. Mm-hmm. I think Austin actually has a really good food scene. Mm-hmm. What it lacks, I think, is a little bit more of different ethnic cuisines. Like, we probably have too many omakase shops.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't have enough Vietnamese restaurants doing things for Vietnamese people. Mm-hmm. Because I think, like, that's, like, something I picked up on, like, in Houston and Dallas, is that there are these massive populations of these individual ethnicities, and so much so that the restaurants that make the food are by the people, for the people, and that changes everything, because then it's not being catered to white people that can't handle spice, it's not giving a shit about your dietary accommodations, the price is something that is comparable in the hearts and minds and wallets of the people they're trying to serve. Mm-hmm.